This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. And you?
Very good, thank you.
Did you have fun at the premiere last night?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
You worked that red carpet like a pro.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you were pretty good. You were... Took a lot of time for your fans, too. That was good.
Yeah, that's always, you know, one of the most important parts for me. But it was great. There was a lot of fans there, which was awesome. There was a lot of energy. It was kind of my first premiere outside of Twilight in a while. I mean, I did Valentine's Day, but I didn't know how it was going to be. And the energy felt the exact same, which was amazing.
Do you ever get tired of the screams and the fainting girls?
To be honest, no. I mean, I'm sure, like, there may be moments, like, maybe if I'm tired or something, I'm just waking up, but not really. I mean, if that's their way of showing their passion, then I will take it.
Jason was saying that they were, like, camped out every day on the set, like, just to get a glimpse of you in the car.
There was a lot of fans on set. Yeah, I think... Probably the highlight was one time, we're actually there for a week, we're filming in this random city called Souterville, and it was a population of 600 people, and one night we had over 800 girls on set.
Wow.
So there was definitely a few people driving in from different cities, but it was pretty impressive. There were some great fans there in Souterville.
How do you handle them? I mean, you can't talk to all of them, but I
found a way to. It was tiring because we were actually filming nights there, so we show up at 8 p.m. and work until 5 a.m. And then at 5 a.m. I would go out and there would literally be 800 people down the street, and I would go out and pretty much take pictures with all of them. It took about an hour. We tried to do it fast, but you know, doing it fast for 800 people was still an hour. But it was important to me.
Any crazy fan encounters?
Nothing crazy. I mean, we had like, I think I had like 300 people in my front lawn at one point, but that was about
it. Sure.
They were behaved fans, though.
So you still look good, but you have definitely slimmed down a bit.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it nice not to have to keep up the whole regimen of, you know, working out as much?
It is. It's just a different kind of working out now. Now I get to stay more active and play more sports, which is a treat for me. And then I can eat what I want, which it's not necessarily junk because I've always pretty much eaten healthy. Now I just don't have to force myself to eat. So when I'm not hungry, I don't have somebody like coming and shoving food down my throat every 5 minutes. But no, it's great.
Well, in this one, like 5 minutes in, you're shirtless. When you saw the script, did you go, okay, do I have to be shirtless again?
Well, when I saw the script for the first time, there was probably like 5 or 6 shirtless scenes. And it got cut down to one short one. But no, I mean, it has to make sense for the character. It just can't be nonsense, so... We found the one moment where it would make sense, and that was it.
What specifically drew you to the script in the first place?
In the very first place, it was this character's journey. I mean, just hearing the idea of the script and where the character starts and where he ends and everything he deals with, I knew would be exciting and challenging for me as an actor, and that's what attracted me to it originally.
And you got to do some parkour?
A little bit.
Yeah, was that fun?
It was never in the script. When we scouted the location, this was actually true for the parkour and for the glass thing where I slide down. Neither of those were in the script, but when we went to the baseball stadium and looked at it, we were like, oh, we gotta like figure out a way to incorporate this giant glass jumbo slide into it somehow. And then the same with the parkour. We just came up with an idea of, you know, the bad guy just like literally knocks people over and just runs in a straight line, and then Nathan is like all polite and all, and he like parkours around the stadium to not run into people.
So you did it all yourself?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It required a lot of preparation and a lot of work, but it was worth it.
Any injuries?
Nothing serious. Probably, I mean, the most serious thing were just a few bumps and bruises from me and Jason Isaacs' boxing scene. Mm-hmm. It was such a long fight scene, and there's so many maneuvers. If one of us is off by just one punch or one block, we're getting knocked in the face. Thankfully, we had, like, you know, gloves on, so it wasn't anything too serious, but, you know, we were roughing each other up a little bit in that one.
Where do you see yourself, like, 2 years from now when, you know, the Twilight stuff is done? What direction do you want to go in?
It is a good question, because mm-hmm. if you asked me that question 2 years ago, I wouldn't guess that I'd be sitting here today. My goal is to continue to challenge myself to a wide variety of roles and genres. I mean, what attracted me, another thing that attracted me to this is it was different than anything I've ever done before. And I had a great experience with it. I love it. But now I'm definitely looking forward to doing something completely different.
I'm not going to see you in a musical or anything.
I don't know. I do want to challenge myself, probably not that much. My fans would not want to see that.
After doing Twilight, would you do another franchise?
Yeah, I mean, if it made sense, and I mean, you take it one movie at a time, and if people enjoy it and I love it, then I'm definitely open to the idea.
What are your thoughts on this turning into some kind of teen-born franchise?
I mean, I guess it could make sense, but I try and not think about it. Like I said, we try and just take it one movie at a time, and right now our focus is abduction and abduction alone.
How difficult is it for you to let all the Twilight stuff go, leaving the cast, knowing there will be no other movie in a way which
right.
marked my career?
It's different. Whenever we would finish filming any of the other movies, we'd be bummed, but we know that it was just a matter of a few months before we'd be back filming another one. So when we wrapped these last two, it was tough for us. I mean, because we've been playing these characters for so long and spending so much time together for so long, it was a little emotional. But I mean, the good news is we'll be able to promote them together for the next year and a half.
How was the last day of shooting?
It was emotional for sure. Yeah, my last day of shooting, I was by myself, so that was kind of sad. But my second to last day was I did a scene with me, Rob, and Kristen.
How long was the shoot?
7 months.
Oh my God.
We did five, because for both of them, we filmed both of them together. So 5 months in Baton Rouge and then 2 months in Vancouver. It was a long time. It was like a 110-day shoot, I believe. Yeah, it was a while. I thought, like, at first when I saw the schedule, I was like, whoa, I'm going to be tired by the end of that. But it wasn't that bad. We had a lot of fun with it, and I enjoyed both of the cities we were in, and it was a good time.
Do you feel like you need a break at all, or do you feel like you should keep the momentum going by just diving into something else and just keep going?
I mean, it's a good question. I'm having fun right now. So, I mean, right now I'm promoting, I'm traveling, which I really enjoy. I love traveling. So I'm having a great time right now. So I'm good to still go, but I definitely find time to relax, and, you know, I definitely find my downtime.
This movie is also about family. Are you still really close to your family, or you travel so much, you have your own place now?
No, I mean, I'm busy, and I've, you know, over the past year, I've only been home for 5 weeks, but I'm definitely, very close with my family, and, they're always visiting me, and I mean, it gets lonely on set or when you're traveling, so it's always great to have somebody with you.
Mm-hmm. You still living at home, or are you gonna buy your own new place soon?
Currently I am. I mean, really, I'm living wherever I'm filming or wherever I'm promoting, because, like I said, you know, over the last year, 5 weeks has been at home, so I just don't have time to even think about it. But whenever I do have downtime and I'm here in LA for an extended period,
I might
start looking.
Were you a fan of John Singleton before you got involved with this? Did you watch a lot of his movies?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, definitely familiar with him. Definitely familiar with his work, and knew he was very talented. Yeah.
So what do you bring to the set every day? I mean, we know what kind of a guy he is, but how did you relate to him?
We got along great. I mean, we had a fun time together, and I think the biggest thing he brought was just passion. That's the biggest thing that everybody brought to this movie. The entire cast, the crew, and him. We were all so passionate about this movie. We gave it our all, and I think that's the biggest thing everybody brought to it.
You have to use your martial arts training a lot, and for the first time, was that a good thing? And is it different than the real martial arts, movie martial arts?
It was very exciting that I got to use it for the first time, really, in a movie. It is different because it's all choreographed, and but it was exciting. And what was also exciting is being able to learn new things, like boxing and motorcycle riding, wrestling. Those were all new for me. So I had to do about 3 months of training in all of those aspects before filming, which was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's a lot. You wanted to make sure everything...
It was. Yeah, I wanted to make sure when I showed up to Pittsburgh to film, I actually looked like I knew what I was doing.
What did you like most?
The boxing. I really enjoyed the boxing. It was a great workout. It's very different than martial arts, so I kind of had to like drop everything I knew and start brand new and fresh, which was exciting for me.
Why is that? To break it down a bit, because of the movement in boxing is opposite to martial arts? Or?
It is, yeah. Boxing is so, like, loose, and martial arts is more, like, strength and stiff. And
structure.
Yeah, and boxing is kind of just, like, loose and flowy. I don't know, and I say it's such a great workout because I think my sessions were just, like, an hour and 15, hour and a half, but by the end of it, you barely even realize you're working out that hard, but you look in the mirror at the end and you are just dripping wet. And I don't even think I worked that hard in like 2-a-days when I was doing football in high school. But it's a great workout.
Did you ever get your bell rung during the boxing sessions?
No, I think he took it a little light on me because he knew I might need that face in a couple months.
What was the scariest stunt that you had to do?
Well, the scary thing is I didn't find any of them scary. So I was...
Not even riding on the hood of the car?
See, that was just fun to me. I was so excited about that one. And that one definitely took a lot of negotiating to allow myself to do with, you know, the producers and the insurance and all of that stuff. I mean, at first it was, no, you're absolutely not doing that. There's no way we're putting you on the hood of the truck. Somehow I was able to convince them to allow me to do it, but they were like, okay, we'll let you do it, but you're only going 20 or 25 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, people. I ever heard of method acting? I gotta feel the adrenaline. So I think we ended up getting to like 50, 55,
wow.
which was fun. It still is not the 80 that you see on the speedometer, but it was pretty fast.
Was there anything they didn't let you do that you really wanted to?
No.
Really?
No.
That's crazy.
I know, right? The two major ones that I was most nervous about them not letting me do was the hood of the truck and then the sliding down the glass. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do them. It was fun.
Maybe talk about working with Lily. What was that? What was she like as a co-star?
She was great. She was awesome. She's super talented, and I'm so excited for people to see her in this movie. And now she's taken off and, you know, going off and doing other things, and I mean, it was just a matter of time before she was discovered.
She sort of had some rough and tumble scenes too.
Yeah, she's with me pretty much. I mean, besides the stadium, she's with me the entire time. So pretty much everything I'm doing, she's doing. So she was a tough cookie. She enjoyed it though. We had fun doing stunts. She was actually just as bad as me. She was wanting to do everything as well. And that was, I was there with the insurance. There was like, I don't know if you should have that.
Is there other stuff you'd want to do in the film business, such as directing at some point, or, you know, writing something for yourself, or you know, coming up with some kind of project that you'd want to do and originate?
I don't know. I mean, directing maybe down the road. I mean, I'm definitely loving what I'm doing right now, and that's what I'm focusing on. But I've always been super interested in all aspects of film. I mean, ever since I was in video production class in high school, it was kind of a dream of mine to be involved in in movie making, not only in front of the camera but behind the cameras as well. And that's why this movie was such a dream come true for me, because was my production company's first movie, and just being able to be involved from the ground up in developing the story and creating the characters and the journey that they go on, it was a lot of fun for me.
Was there a movie that kind of inspired you that I want to be in the movie business because of?
I don't know if there was one movie. No, I mean, I've always, there may be a few actors, Tom Cruise, Matt Damon, Leonardo, I've always looked up to them, and they've definitely inspired me, through, you know, since I was very young.
I was just going to ask how being number one on the set, if how that affected you, all the extra responsibility you had, if that
right.
kind of affected you on set as an actor in any way.
I wasn't thinking about it then. I wasn't thinking about it while we were making the movie. It honestly felt like a huge team effort, especially being surrounded by people like Sigourney Weaver and Alfred Molina and Maria Bello, Jason Isaacs. It definitely was a major team effort.
When you get this famous this fast and you're still quite young, are there things you can do consciously or actively to keep your feet on the ground?
I mean, thankfully, I don't know how I've been able to do this, but I'm just thankful that I have been able to, is I have the same life that I've always had before. So instead of, like, changing my entire life and having a brand new life, I have the new life, you know, which is very exciting. I get to do what I love to do, but then I have the same life I had before. I go home and, you know, I see my family and I hang out with my friends and I play football and I help out around the house and do the same things, which is, and I think that is really important. That's what helps you stay grounded. Honestly, my friends treat me the exact same, which is great. I wouldn't want it any other way. That would just be weird. They're very supportive. They come out to the events, they come out to the premiere and see the movie, but you know, they still razz me, and they still are, you know, we're still competitive, all the same things we were before, they treat me the exact same.
So no jealousy?
No, I mean, they're, you know, I'm sure if they were in the entertainment industry, but, you know, they, no, definitely not.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Can we take a picture, do you mind?